Narrators bring their own story. You might as well know mine from the start. I was born in 1978 in Southwest Virginia. My mother was a secretary at a local college. My father was a traveling waterbed salesman and a musician. When I was three, they divorced. My mom remarried a few years later. She and I moved to a farm in a place nearby called Clover Hollow. That's where I grew up. My mother, stepfather, and I were evangelical Christians. We went to churches where people danced in the aisles and spoke in tongues. Our pastors preached about living in service to God, loving one another, and the wickedness of the world around us. Until sixth grade, I went to a Christian school where Bible study was part of the daily schedule. Most people were like this where I grew up. Even so, I didn't fit in. I didn't play football. I was one of the few boys who went to school on the first day of hunting season. I was bullied. On the school bus, boys put gum in my hair, threw a can of Coke at me, and spit Skol on me. I got called homophobic slurs so often I wondered if I was gay and didn't know it. Those were hard years. But I was ambitious. My dream was to be a writer. After graduating from college, I moved to New York to pursue it. I'd saved $2,500 from working as the night clerk at a motel and doing tech support at my school. And somehow, I made it. I got a low-paying but great job turning news stories into tiny capsule news briefs for radio stations before getting laid off. More on that later. I got my first paycheck from writing, $75 for a record review in the Village Voice. I was far from the best or best-known music critic, but I carved out a niche doing it for almost a decade. My dream came true. And then Kickstarter happened. Perry Chin first had the idea for Kickstarter in late 2001 or early 2002. He and I met in New York in 2005 and quickly became friends. Soon Perry told me about his idea, a website where people could ask the public for financial support for ideas, like patronage, except the money would come from people on the internet rather than 16th century popes and rich uncles. And with a twist, if projects didn't reach their funding goal by a deadline, no money would change hands. I remember not liking the idea at first. I told Perry it reminded me of American Idol. But after talking about it more, I was in. Perry was CEO, I was co-founder and head of our community, and Charles Adler joined as co-founder and head of design not long after. The three of us and a lot of other people worked very hard to make Kickstarter and put it into the world. At the moment I write this, billions of dollars have been put into the hands of creative people through Kickstarter since it launched in 2009. More than 100,000 new ideas exist because of it. Public art by Ai Weiwei, Oscar-winning movies, Grammy-winning albums, new fields of technology, and thousands of books, artworks, and other creative projects are just some of the things created through Kickstarter. Kickstarter is a globally recognized tool, but little about it has ever been typical. From the beginning, we exclusively focused on helping creative projects come to life. We didn't want to be everything to everybody. The goal was to make something that mattered and to do it for the long haul. We said publicly that we'd never sell the company or take it public. We would do what was best for Kickstarter's mission, not use it to do what was best for us. Unlike Silicon Valley companies burning through piles of cash, we stayed small and lived within our means. Kickstarter began operating profitably in its 14th month in business. A bit more than 100 people work out of Kickstarter's office, an old pencil factory in Brooklyn that the company bought years ago. Kickstarter doesn't even have a landlord. It was this same independent spirit that led Kickstarter to become a public benefit corporation. A PBC is a for-profit company that's legally committed to balancing shareholder interests with producing a positive benefit for society. In 2015, Kickstarter became a PBC, explicitly setting higher standards for its conduct and impact. Kickstarter and Patagonia are two of the best-known companies to have made this conversion. Kickstarter also inspired the broader industry of crowdfunding. Though we weren't the first to launch such a site, The look, feel, and functionality of crowdfunding is based on Kickstarter. A lot of online political fundraising, too. Sorry about that.